All right, welcome to Christian Overcomers, and thank you for joining us for this prophecy update. Hey, we were a little late coming on to YouTube here today. I don't know what the deal was. I couldn't get on for whatever reason. But here we are, America's unclean birth to holiness back to uncleanliness or uncleanness, okay? And, you know, Ezekiel chapter 16, it gives us, excuse me a little bit, my voice is a little bit hoarse here, but it gives us an overview of the nation of, I should say it this way, of the city of Jerusalem, old Jerusalem in the past, and how it started out with an unclean birth, God purified it, and then it went back to uncleanness again. Okay, uncleanness again. And it also is, I believe, a prophetic type for America. A prophetic type for America. All right, let's get into this. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 1 says, again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations. Cause Jerusalem to know her abominations. What does that mean? Well, God wanted Ezekiel to expose Jerusalem's sins. Let them know about it. And you know what? Every prophet, every Christian should say, every Christian that studies the prophets ought to be exposing wickedness and evil in society today. All right? That is the job of any biblical Christian. And say, thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite and thy mother an Hittite. Now, what is this talking about? Well, you know, in Jerusalem, before David conquered Jerusalem, before the Israelites gained possession of it. You remember back during the wars, even way back during the wars of Joshua, okay, after they entered into the promised land, who controlled that land? Who controlled the land of Canaan? Or, I just said it right there. The promised land. The Canaanites did. The Canaanites controlled the land. All right. And what were they? The Canaanites were unclean, heathens, pagans that practiced all kinds of immoral, lewd abominations. Okay. A lot like what we're seeing in America today. I'll put it to you that way. All right. So God says here that Jerusalem's birth was unclean. Her father was an Amorite and her mother was an Hittite. Two prominent Canaanite tribes, okay? Two prominent Canaanite tribes. In verse 4, it says, and as for thy nativity, in the day that thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. So these two pagan parents, Jerusalem is likened to a little baby here, a little baby girl. She was not cared for at all by her parents, okay? After she was born, she wasn't even washed. She wasn't held or fed or anything. Think about that. That's what, you know, many people have pagan parents today. Spiritually, this is what they do to their children. When they don't teach them the gospel of Jesus Christ, when they don't teach them the commandments of God, they leave them out there uncared for. So my friends, this is serious business. If you're a Christian parent, you better be taking care of your little ones, cleaning them with the truth of God's word, and feeding them from God's word. Okay. So, you know, that's what pagan parents do. They don't care, right? They don't care. They just leave their children Some would say, well, I know lots of unbelievers that take really good care of their children. Oh, maybe they take care of their fleshly needs. Maybe that's true. In this image, we're not. In this picture, illustration, we're not given that, okay? And I should say it this way. How many liberal pagan, neo-pagan liberals support abortion? Okay? It's really the same thing. In fact, abortion's actually worse than this. Here, they just left their baby out to die. But with abortion, they actually put their hands, actually hire somebody's hands to kill that baby. Okay, think about that. Verse 5, none I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion on thee. But thou wast cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. Okay. No one had compassion upon, you know, picture Jerusalem as this baby girl born by pagan parents. No one had compassion on her. No one cared about her. She just laid there dying at birth out in the open field. And when I passed by thee, I saw thee polluted in thine own blood. And I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. All right, think about this. When God comes upon somebody who is dying spiritually, who is never, who was born by pagan parents, unbelievers, the child of unbelievers. Sometimes these people get saved, right? They get saved and God comes by and into their life and tells them to live. To live. Okay, God has compassion upon those not cared for at birth. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thine hair is grown, wherein thou wast naked and bare. Okay, so now God's looking forward after he rescued this baby and brought it back to life as it was left out there to die. And he says, now she's maturing, she's growing into a woman. Now, when I passed by thee, I looked upon thee, and behold, the time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, I entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord, and thou becamest mine. Okay, so God then marries Jerusalem here, enters into a covenant. Okay, now Jerusalem here is also symbolic of the nation of Israel, who were the bride of Christ, okay, the wife of God, I should say. So this nation then became what? One nation under God. Okay, they said, hey, we're going to follow your commandments. We're going to do things your way, and we will obey you. Now, think about America. We have a Declaration of Independence where we pleaded to God. And I'm going to mention this. We talked about America's unclean birth as part of the title. Well, what was, America was was almost exactly like the land of Canaan was. The American Indians or the indigenous peoples controlled this land. No doubt they also were, the American Indians, are the descendants of literal and biological Canaan. They are the Canaanites. In fact, I went on a vacation once in, I think it was near Mazatlan, Mexico, and one of the vacation guides was an Indian man who had become a Christian. And he even admitted that his ancestors were the Canaanites of the Bible. It kind of dumbfounded me because I had studied that and I understood that, but I thought, no one's going to admit that. Nobody wants to say that. But he admitted it. And he was, praise God, he was a born-again believer now. So he was good to go. But anyways, America, you know, you have people tearing down the statues of Columbus and things like that. And, you know, we're getting demonized for taking the land from the Indians and things like that. Hey, God said, whenever, you know, he likened the same beginning of Israel back here to, I'll say it this way, Jerusalem's beginning was a pagan beginning. And God said it was an unclean birth. The pagans didn't care for the land at all. They let abominations flourish. They were unclean. They practiced all kinds of lewdness. They practiced child sacrifice. You name it. These things did the savages. In fact, in the Declaration of Independence, they even use America's Declaration of Independence. They even use the word merciless Indian savages. Okay. Thy father was an Amorite and your mother a Hittite. Okay. So yeah, America's birth was unclean from its beginning, but it wasn't because of the Christians, my friends. It was the pagans that were here. And when Christians came and spread the message of the gospel, it was like God cleansing and washing this land from the disgusting filth that the inhabitants allowed beforehand. And here we are today apologizing for that, thinking, oh, the Christians were bad. It's a Christian's fault. No. It's the other way around, my friends, and we're going back to that today in an alarming way. Going back to the filth of the pagans at America's unclean birth. Now, when I passed by thee, I looked on thee, and I behold, thy time was a time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee, and I covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, I entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. Okay, again, one nation under God. This nation did flourish for a time. I mean, it was a powerful, godly country. I mean, there was a time when, most places were shut down on the Sabbath day, which America has traditionally done as Sunday. I know there's an argument. Some say it's Saturday, and we can get into all that. But nevertheless, America did try to keep many of the holy things holy. Okay. And it's slipped into utter decay now, but here we go. Then washed I thee with water. Yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. Think of America's unclean birth when the merciless savages owned this place. And they were able to run rampant doing all their abominations, earth worship, human sacrifice, child sacrifice, you name it. Worship the sun, worship the moon, ripping hearts out of people while they're alive and things like that. And now we're apologizing for the washing of this disgusting, immoral place. Why would we ever apologize for that? Think about that. So God anointed the nation with oil. He washed her. I clothed thee also with broidered work and shod thee with badger skin. I girded thee about with fine linen and I covered thee with silk. I clothed you. I took care of you. I gave you all of the things you needed. And we've always had plenty in America. I decked thee with ornaments. Not only did you have clothing and, you know, all those necessities of life, but I put bracelets upon thy hands and a chain on thy neck. I made thee like royalty. You are a royalty among the nations. And I put a jewel on thy forehead and earrings in thine ears and a beautiful crown upon thine head. Think about that. What does it mean for a nation or a capital city to have a crown on their head? It means they are a pretty important place. Okay? Royalty. Thou wast decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of fine linen and silk and broidered work. And thou didst eat fine flour and honey and oil. And thou wast exceeding beautiful, and thou didst prosper into a kingdom. Now think about that. America started out as this unclean birth, started out with the pagans controlling this place. Christianity flourished. The land was being cleansed. And then God built up this country into like a mighty kingdom, a superpower. Okay, what happens next? What happens next in the story? Well, we see the progress here. Let's see. The liberals would call this progressivism. We are progressing. No, that's not progressing. We're going to see what happens. And thy renown, your fame, went forth among the heathen for thy beauty. For it was perfect through my comeliness, which I had put upon thee, saith the Lord. I made you beautiful. I made you powerful. I made you rich. But thou, here it is, but thou didst trust in thine own beauty and playedst the harlot because of thy renown and pourest out thine fornications on everyone that passed by, his it was. What happened to the nation? She was rescued by God as a baby left out there to die and uncared for, polluted in its own blood. After God did all of that, showed all that mercy, all of that grace, and gave this woman everything, she turns around and trusts in her own beauty. She wouldn't have even had life if it wasn't for Almighty God, let alone beauty, let alone riches. Yet here she is trusting in her own beauty. My friends, you start trusting in yourself. You start trusting in your own power, your own might. You start wanting to become great without repentance, without acknowledging the God that made you great. You are in for trouble, my friend. You are in for a fall. A nation as well as in your personal life. Never forget that when God saved you. Now, this woman also is a picture of each and every individual Christian. It's also a picture of the church, okay? How each individual person was taken when they were taken by God and cared for as they were left for dead. Dead to this world, dead to the living in sin, living in all this wickedness, just out there in your uncleanliness. God took you and said, live! Live! And you lived! And he washed you. He baptized you. And then caused you to mature. And then many Christians, after they get to this state of maturity, what do? They turn around and apostatize. They stop disobeying God, or they start disobeying God. This is the state of our church here today, playing the harlot, saying, hey, let's see how the heathen do things. It's very interesting. Let's practice yoga. Let's take some of those interesting things from the East. Let's start talking about diversity and tolerance and multiculturalism. Yeah, that's fornication, my friends. How about this? How about we start listening to all this hip-hop and rap and pop music? That's all part of that's all coming from the third world countries. That's all coming from non-Christian cultures. Has the church done that? Absolutely they have. And of thy garments thou didst take and deckest thy high places, your churches, with diverse colors. You have rainbows out there now celebrating LGBTQ. All of the riches that God gave you, you are using it for your harlotry, for your idolatry, is what God's saying here. And thou playest the harlot thereon, and like things thou shalt not come, neither shall it be so. Thou hast taken also taken thy fair jewels of my gold and my silver. You've taken my offerings. You've taken those things. I'm looking at a cat out the window right now, crawling up a tree. I've never seen that before. Sorry about that. I got a little distracted there. Looked like a raccoon, but I think it was a cat. Anyways, coming to you from my studio here. And madest thyself images of men and didst commit whoredom with them. What are these images of men? What are we looking at here? These are idols. Okay, these images of men. Back in the day, God gave the church or Old Jerusalem all of the silver and gold, and they took the riches that God gave them and they transformed them into idols. Well, I'll say it this way. Our churches have become idols, my friends. People worship the buildings. They worship anything and everything but Almighty God through His Word. And tookest thy brighter garments and coverest them, and thou hast set mine oil and mine incense before them. You've even taken those holy things and you're offering them to the pagans. Multicult. How many churches today and how many schools, public schools are out there that don't have, oh, we celebrate diversity. Oh, we celebrate multiculturalism. Okay. That's number one. That's against God's word. God has one culture. A nation is supposed to have one culture, one God, and be one people. Okay. Now we're playing anytime somebody comes up to you and says, hey, let's celebrate diversity and multiculturalism, what they're saying to you is, let's be harlots together. Let's be spiritual fornicators and let's love it and smile and do it every day because we're so righteous. You're going to find out what that kind of righteousness is. It's called having a whore's forehead. Okay. I want America's culture to represent biblical Christianity. And I make no apologies for that. Because one day it will. When our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes back, there won't be any multiculturalism and religious diversity. Not going to happen. All right. Don't take God's holy things and offer them to idols. My meat also, which I gave thee, thine flour and oil and honey, wherewith I fed thee. I'm going to say this. You know, I hear these ministries, these Christian ministries, taking in all these donations. I mean, some of these churches are pretty big, right? And they start giving money to the nation of Israel. Okay. The nation that outlaws evangelism. Okay, it is a non-Christian nation. You could say it is an anti-Christ nation. And when you have Christian churches taking money and then giving it to non-Christian peoples, how is that any different than what God's talking about here? And it goes on and on. And they misquote these verses and say, oh, if you don't bless Israel, you're not going to make God happy. Oh, to God, I wish they understood those passages in context. Many people don't even realize that America is Israel. We are made up of the 10 lost tribes. And yet we're going to take money away from the kingdom of God and give it to the kingdom of the Antichrist? Think about that. Because that any nation that rejects Christ is part of the kingdom of the Antichrist. My meat also, which I gave thee, fine flour and oil and honey, wherewith I fed thee, thou hast even set it before them. For a sweet savor, and thus it was, saith the Lord. Moreover, gets worse than this, my friends. Moreover, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters, whom thou hast born unto me, and these hast thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. Is this of thy whoredoms? a small matter. Now think about this from a physical angle. God likens Jerusalem to this baby that he rescued and then ended up becoming in covenant with. Okay. Marriage. Okay. I know some people are immature and they don't know how to understand that. Okay. But that's how it worked here. All right. So God says to Jerusalem, I married you, had children with you, spiritually speaking. Think of the members of the church that people are born into Christianity or are America's sons and daughters. And you took those children of mine that I had with you and you sacrificed them to devils. How many people today are sending their kids to these places to be brainwashed? How many people today are giving their children over to the sorcerer and the sorcerer's potion? Oh, 5 and over now, okay? If you're 5 and over now, you can accept the sorcerer's potion. How many people today are sacrificing their children over to these demonic forces? These children that were born unto God, how many Christian families, so-called Christian families, are sending their kids straight to the devil's pen and letting the devil educate them, letting the devil do everything with them? Oh my goodness, my friends. It's no different today than it was back here for the nation of Israel. And God says, is this thy whoredoms a small matter? It's not a small matter. It's serious. And that's why I'm getting a little bit hot about it. That thou hast slain my children and delivered them to cause them to pass. Look at all the generations. The generations since like the 60s. Every generation after that has gotten worse and worse and worse. Why? Because we're giving our children to the devil. How many Christian families go to church on Sunday and then let their kids listen to demonic pop music or disgusting, filthy rap that talks about fornicating, slapping bitches and slapping hoes, and all this other crap? If you're a Christian and you send your children to be taken care of if you start sacrificing them to the devils of this culture, then you are responsible for slaying your children. And in all thine abominations and thy whoredoms that thou hast not remembered, and thy whoredoms thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth. What many Christians are like, oh, I wish we could get back to the way things used to be in Christian America and so on. Well, guess what? So does God. God says, I want you to remember the days of your youth. Oh, we don't want to remember the 1950s or the 1800s. Oh, that was when America was full of bigotry and hatred and non-tolerance. I want to remember those days. In fact, I want to remember those days and have them be even more so. And I'm looking forward to the kingdom of God when Jesus Christ sets up his worldwide kingdom here on the earth and there's no more multiculturalism and religious diversity. Okay. Now, when I say diversity, I'm not talking about, I'm not specifically talking about races and racial diversity. Although I am a firm believer, and the Bible is as well, that generally speaking, God wanted the nation separate in their own inheritances, in their own lands. Okay. There wasn't supposed to be this eraser of all ethnic heritage and national identity. No, no. Anybody that's a satanic thing, because, that's a whole nother topic for another time. So God wants us to remember the days of our youth, and he also wants us to remember when we were naked and bare and when you were polluted in your blood. Christian, remember before you were a Christian? Remember how your life was falling apart? Okay. And God saved you and washed you from your uncleanness. Don't forget that. Don't let your pride lead you into idolatry. And it came to pass after all thy wickedness, woe, woe unto thee, saith the Lord God, that thou hast also built thee an eminent place and hast made thee an high place in every street. You got churches everywhere, but you know what? You're using them as houses of prostitution. That's what's happening today. You see churches all over America, but nobody's learning the word of God. What's going on in those places? What are they doing? They're teaching them. Well, number one, they're entertaining them with stories and other things, and letting all the cultural influences into the churches. And they are teaching them multiculturalism and diversity and teaching Marxism disguised as the gospel of Jesus Christ, socialism, you name it. That's what's going on. They become houses of prostitution. Thou hast built thy high place at every head of the way, and thou hast made thy beauty to be abhorred. Thou hast opened thy feet to every one that passed by and multiplied thy whoredoms. Oh my goodness. Does this not describe to us the church today? And does this not describe to us perfectly liberalism? Open your feet to everyone that passed by. Here, come in unto us. We want to know more about your religion. It's interesting to us. Oh, the ways of the East, yoga and meditation and all these types of things. Oh, and how about Islam? I want to learn more about Islam. I want to learn more about this culture and that culture. Oh, and this dance that this one culture does is amazing. This warrior dance that they do. Oh, we should really learn about it. Oh, how about the way the Native Americans used to do things? We should learn about their ways. Yeah, let's be open-minded and accepting of all this. What does God call that? Opening your feet. Calls it harlotry. Spreading your legs to every single religion and idea that passes by. This is exactly where we are at in America today. Actually, I think we're a little bit past this. You're going to see where we're at, and I better get to it because it's important. Thou hast also committed fornication with the Egyptians, thy neighbors, great of flesh, and thou hast increased thy whoredoms to provoke me to anger. What does it mean? How did they commit fornication? Well, not only did they physically start sleeping with the Egyptians, they also participated in their worship. Behold, therefore, I have stretched out mine hand over. You ever hear of a multi-faith gatherings? Okay, it's happening, my friends. Behold, therefore, I have stretched out mine hand over thee, and I have diminished thine ordinary food and delivered thee into the will of them that hate thee. Here's where we're at right now. And delivered thee into the will of them that hate thee, the daughters of the Philistines, which are ashamed of thy lewd way. America's gotten even to the point, like Jerusalem did back then, where they got so filthy, so disgusting, that even the pagans would apologize for their immoral acts. I can tell you there are some non-Christian nations that have more morals and values than America has now. And that's alarming. Thou hast played the whore also with the Assyrians. Multiculturalism was so great because thou wast unsatiable. Yea, thou hast played the harlot with them and yet couldst not be satisfied. Hey, this describes our liberals perfectly. No matter how often they take in all these heathen pagan ways and study them and understand them and practice them and do them in their schools and make their kids go through these rituals with them, do art projects about them. These liberals are never satisfied. No matter how much idolatry they commit, no matter how often they spread their legs to all of these false ideas and false ways, they can't get enough. It's just a never-ending lust. They want it more and more and more, and they're never happy. Do you wonder why these people end up with madness and depression and anxiety? Because they can't get filled with this stuff. It doesn't bring joy. It'll never bring them joy because it's not right. America will never find. Why do you think so many people are unhappy in America today? Because they're going after all of these false ways and they are never satisfied. And what's very alarming about this is not only is this, you know, this whorish behavior is destructive. Okay? Very destructive. It consumes. That's all it knows how to do is consume and destroy. And we got liberalism. When I say liberalism, it just means Satanism, paganism, heathenism. All it knows how to do is to destroy everything it touches. No pill, no amount of medicine, no sorcerer's potion will satisfy an idolater. Thou hast moreover multiplied thy fornication in the land of Canaan unto Chaldee, and yet thou wast not satisfied therewith. Again, liberals are not satisfied with, they're only satisfied with destruction. That's the way a whore is. A whore is not satisfied unless she's destroying someone and someone's life. How weak is thine heart, saith the Lord God, seeing thou doest all these things, the work of an imperious, whorish woman. This is America. This is the church in America right now, my friends. An imperious, whorish woman. In that thou buildest thine eminent place in the head of every way, and makest thine high place in every street, church on every corner, and hast not been as an harlot, in that thou scornest hire. Now this is what I really wanted to come here for. But as a wife that committeth adultery, which taketh strangers, instead of her husband, God says out loud. That's how God feels about America today. We were in covenant with God, one nation under God. But yet we want illegal immigration. We want open immigration to all. We want all of the strangers in America, right? We want them all. We don't want God and His word anymore. We don't want that bigotry and that hatred and that racism. We want multiculturalism and diversity, and we're going to pay everybody to come in here to commit whoredom with us. They give gifts to all whores. Pay attention. They give gifts to all whores, but thou givest thy gifts to all thy lovers and hirest them that they may come in unto thee on every side for thy whoredom. What is he saying here? He says normal prostitutes actually get paid for what they do. But you are a prostitute who pays the people who come to prostitute you. Think about that. What kind of a business is that? And you might say, well, how does this relate to America? Well, foreign aid. America tries to buy all of her lovers. Okay? We send money all around the world to at least 200 countries. $50 billion a year. $6 billion to Afghanistan, $4 billion to Iraq, $3 billion to Israel, the non-Christian Antichrist nation, $1.5 billion to Jordan, $1.5 billion to Egypt. These are all Antichrist nations, by the way. I'm not just picking on Israel. $1 billion to Ethiopia, $1 billion to Kenya, and on the list goes. How stupid can we be? God even says this. You pay all these people money to defile you, to come in unto you. And then you pay them money. You give all these nations foreign aid, and then you open your floodgates and let them come into you like a whore with her legs wide open. This is where we're at. Where does this lead? Here it is. Wherefore, O harlot, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because thy filthiness was poured out and thy nakedness discovered through thy whoredoms with thy lovers. That's multiculturalism and diversity, my friends. And you might wonder, why does Pastor Ben harp on that? That sounds so unchristian. No, it's because I'm defending purity. I'm defending holiness. I'm defending righteousness. And I'm against uncleanness. And with all thy idols of thine abominations, and by the blood of thy children which thou didst give to them. Behold, therefore, I will gather. Oh, check this out. Behold, therefore, I will gather all thy lovers. All those people you give foreign aid to, and all those nations you say, you know, that you say, hey, come on into our country. We want you here. With whom thou hast taken pleasure, and all them that thou hast loved, with all them that thou hast hated, and I will gather them round about against thee, and will discover thy nakedness unto them, that they may see all thy nakedness. In other words, you're going to be stripped. If you want to show your nakedness to them, God says, I will show your nakedness to them. I will strip you bare in front of them, and they will treat you like a whore gets treated. You want to act like a whore? You want to act like a whore? Then you'll be treated like a whore. And I will judge thee as a woman that break wedlock and shed blood our judge, and I will give thee blood and fury and jealousy. Now, where are we at today? Our enemies hate this country. They're destroying it in front of our eyes. They're stripping us bare, burning our cities with fire. And I will also give thee into their hand, and they shall throw down thine eminent place, and they shall break down thy high places. They shall strip thee also of thy clothes, and they shall take thy fair jewels and leave thee naked and bare. This is coming to pass before our eyes, my friends. They shall also bring up a company against thee, and they shall stone thee with stones and thrust thee through with their swords. And thy houses, and they shall burn thine houses with fire and execute judgments upon thee in the sight of many women. And I will cause thee to cease from playing the harlot. And thou shalt not give, and thou shalt give no hire any more. All right. So, hey, if we want to keep celebrating diversity and multiculturalism and flirting with other gods and being disobedient to the word of God, God's going to let us be treated like a whore, and our nation is being treated like a filthy whore. No respect, no honor. Our flag is desecrated. Our anthem is kneeled by, now people kneel when our anthem is being done, performed. You name it. This is what's happening. It's also predictable. Pastor Ben, what's going to happen tomorrow? Just read the Bible. Read the Old Testament. Read the New Testament. It's all there. And it's not complicated to know where we're going. We're in the middle of being treated and mistreated by the heathens right now. White privilege. Oh, you white people. Excuse me. You damn white people are responsible for all of the bad things. There's all this white privilege. It's our fault. Okay? Because we're disobeying God. Now, am I blaming the remnant? No. Blaming the nation. God will protect the remnant here during these troublous times. But hey, I was going through this book. I'm going through this book with my kids right now, the book of Ezekiel. And really, this chapter just stuck out to me because it's so applicable to today. And I thought, hey, let's just read through the whole chapter because it's an amazing story. It's an amazing story of God's grace to a sinner, someone born in uncleanness, to the point where God actually causes us to live. But then it shows sometimes our unfaithfulness, our lack of appreciation for what God has done for us. And then it shows how we want to flirt with idolatry. And then to the point where it gets into harlotry, where our church and where our nation is at today. Make no mistake about it. That's where we are at. We are here today. This is tomorrow's newspaper. You're reading it. Hey, God bless you. Stay in His Word every single day so that you can be a Christian overcomer.
Christian Overcomers is brought to you by the tithes and offerings of our listeners. If you would like to support our ministry, please go to ChristianOvercomers.com. God bless you. And thank you for your support.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of His terrible sword. His truth is marching on.